Yoshua Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Lamed Ches. We were working on the cities given to Bnei Merari from among the Levim by the last group of Shvatim, which included Zvulun and Gad that went to them. Kol Ha'arim Livnei Merari L'Mishpachosam. All of the cities of the Levim within Hanosa Rimi Mishpachos HaLevim, all the cities of the sons of Merari, according to their families, from the remaining families of the Levim, Bayehi Goralam Arim Shtem Esrei. And so their draw in the lottery was for 12 cities from this last group of Shvatim. Kol Pasuk Lamed Tes, Kol Arei HaLevim B'socha Huzas B'nei Yisrael. So now the summary of everybody. All of the cities of the Levim that were within the Nachala, within the Achuzah, the inheritance of all Klal Yisrael, Arim, Arboim, Ushmoneh, 48 cities, precisely as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded the Parshas Maaseh, Umigrashehen, and their open lands. Tiyena He'arim Ho'ele, Pasuk Mem, these cities shall be, so this is a statement for the future, shall be ear, umigrosheha sevivo seha, each city with its encircling open land, kain lechol he'orim ho'ela. So shall it be for all these cities. So it's interesting that it goes into future tense for this pasuk, even though we were talking in past tense about this is what Klal Yisrael gave. But now we go into an interesting little twist in the pasuk to talk about it as part of the future. And I guess so shall it be, and it shall remain so, that these cities are theirs. Even though we said earlier in the parak that there is an opinion that they didn't really own them properly. They were being given them by Klal Yisrael. The idea being that they would be spread throughout Klal Yisrael to spread their Kedusha. They were a special group, the Levim Kohanim, and they had a lot of Kedusha to spread, Torah to spread, to be available to do the Avoda properly that was going to be done by the Beis HaMikdash. Having a Levi in town is a very good thing. And it can only be good for your chelek to make sure that the Levim have a city within it because of the great hashpa'ah that they're going to have on everybody else. The Malbim actually uses that word hashpa'ah for what the Levim would have on their surroundings. And perhaps that goes into the phrasing, umigrosheha sabibo seha, encircling open land. I haven't seen this shot anywhere in any mefarash, but it seems to me that their sabivos are going to be very positively impacted by having them there. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayitein Hashem liYisrael es kol ha'aretz. Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael a summary of the entire last few parakim that you have held on so strongly to make it through all of this. Dry though it may have been, maps though it may have been, but Hashem gave this entire land, Asher Nishba lo seis la'avosam, that he had sworn to give to their forefathers. Vayirashuha, and they inherited it, Vayeshuva, and they lived in it. This is a tremendously momentous pronouncement by this pasuk and Sefer Yehoshua. For all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah practically, and for so much of Sefer Yehoshua, so much of what Moshe Rabbeinu kept saying to Klal Yisrael, Hashem has given this land to your forefathers. Here is the fulfillment of centuries of prophecy and promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a big deal. That's a huge spine-tingling moment to say that Klal Yisrael inherited the entire land. Vayirashuha vayeshuva. What a moment for Klal Yisrael. Vayonach Hashem lohem misaviv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them rest from all sides. You could actually stop and enjoy having the land in our hands. How often is there peace in the Middle East? Like everything, as all that he had sworn to their fathers. V'lo amad ish bifneihem mikol oyveihem, a phrase very familiar from Megillas Esther. And no man stood before them from all of their enemies. And there have been so many enemies. B'chol dar vadar, we say in the Haggadah, and we think about the historical arc of all of those enemies. And here Klal Yisrael is giving us a respite from that. Eis kol oyeveihem nosan Hashem biyodam. All of their enemies Hashem delivered into their hands. And the final pasuk is just mind-blowing. Mem gimel, lo nofal davar mikol hadavar hatov. Nothing was lacking from all of the good things Asher diber Hashem el beis Yisrael, that Hashem had told the house of Yisrael, HaKol ba, everything was fulfilled. Now, despite the fact, unfortunately a negative, as the Ralbag points out, Klal Yisrael hadn't conquered the entire land. But that was our fault. It wasn't Hashem's failure to fulfill His promise, Chas v'Shalom. That was our lack of finishing the job the way we were meant to finish. But just such a tremendous moment in the history of Klal Yisrael right here. Hashem cleared the inhabitants out of the way. Every Shevet dwelled in the territory they had been given by Hashem. Nobody did switchies. Nobody tried to get into fights with their neighboring Shevet to say, what you have should be mine. Nothing. The war with the enemies was over. The enemies didn't resist and fell in front of us as we conquered them through the Malbim brings down on all of this Nisim and Siyata Deshmaya. And the problem is, when you reach such a height, there's really no direction to go but down. And Yehoshua is going to give us a very, very stirring schmooze to try to keep us on this amazing, unprecedented level of Kedusha and Nachala, all of the peace HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised us. And Yehoshua is going to try to keep us there. But there's one thing about gaining what you've always yearned for, and there's something else about holding on to it, especially in a spiritual sense, holding on to that level. And even before the end of Sefer Yehoshua, we're going to start to see a little bit of not exactly backsliding, but a falling off from that level. Almost a civil war at one point. Suspicion of each other. Human nature always asserts itself. And so, if we ended Sefer Yehoshua at this moment, it would be a triumphal note of tremendous accomplishment. But it's not where Sefer Yehoshua ends, because that's not what life is like. And we'll see that when we get into Parak Chaf Beis.